We're learning Masech, the Steinist of Tessim and Aleph. The Gemara brings the name of Rabbi Yechon of Aser to Aser, Aser Vishul Shetis Asher. Give off Meiser, and then you'll become rich. And the Gemara has a discussion between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish's young son, that Rish Lakish's Yenuka, his young son, asked him, How do you know Aser Vishul Shetis Asher? He said, you could try it. He said, are you allowed to test Hashem? He said, in this you're allowed to test Hashem. It says, Bechanuni no bezeis. That's the Gemara. So Taisus brings the Sifri. The Sifri says, Aset to Aset is called Tvua Zarecha. Emi el Tvua Zarecha. Shechayiv Meisir. Ribis Pramakti v'chol shara v'ochem inayim. Tamalimer is kol. Says it's called Tvua Zarecha. Could have said it's Tvua Zarecha. Kol is marba, ribis and pramakti business. When you make money in business, you also should give a tenth to tzedakah. L'chayit Taisus brings the Sifri because he's teaching the Gemara that way. That the Rebbe wasn't talking about the Meiser of Tvur, Rebbe was talking about Meiser of Tzedakah, that you're giving Meiser Ksafim, that you're giving a tenth of your profits to Tzedakah. So that would make a Makar even from the Gemara to Meiser Ksafim. Now, in the Indian of Meiser Ksafim, there's a Machlokes HaPeskim, if it's a Chiyav or not, right? The Makar is a Sifri, and perhaps it's Gemara. The Bach, in Yerodeus Simon Shinlam and Aleph Oisya Tess, was discussing Meiser Ani, the real Meiser Ani, the Meiser Tvur of Meiser Ani. And he says you can't give the Meiser Ani to the Kubas Tzedakah. You can't give it to the Tzedakah Fund, because the Tzedakah Fund doesn't go exclusively to poor people. Tzedakah Fund goes for other causes as well. And that's not the appropriate place for Meiser Ani. But he says, Meiser Ksafim, when you have your Meiser Ksafim, you could give it to the Tzedakah Fund. His lashon is, De'ein Meiser Ksafim Chiyuv Lomid Deraisa V'Lomid Derabanan. So mainly you could give it. As I state in the Bach, it's in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph in the Siman about Chumas and Meisers towards the end of the Siman, where he writes that when he's discussing Dine Meiser Ani, he throws in that even though Meiser Ani can't be given to its tzedakah fund, Meiser Ksafim could, the ain Meiser Ksafim chiyuv loymi deraisa loymi derabana. The Taz right if it art, it's Rashon Tes, it's Shin Lamed Aleph, it means Sifkat and Lamed Beis, it's Vatamati. I know what it means. He says in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Mem Tes is Mavur, that it's a Chiyuv Gomer. See, there it says like this. He says, how much tzedakah do you have to give? He says, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have enough money, you think if it's Tzarech Aniyim, whatever the Aniyim need, that's what you should give. If you're very wealthy and you're able to support the Aniyim, so you give however much Aniyim need. The main yadim esegis kol kach. Let's say you're not so wealthy, you can't give the full support for the aniyim. So you did a chaymish nechas of mitzvah and a mufcha, a fifth of the nechas and that's a mitzvah mufcha. Echad me'asara, a tenth of nechasim is mid debeninus. Pachas mikam, less than that ayin ro. And that's the lashon of the tur in siman reishim tes, and the lashon of the Rambam hilchas matnas aniyim perek zayin alacha hey, and the price can bring it. So the Taz understood from there that this is a chiyuv tzedakah. The chiyuv tzedakah is to give a tenth. Without giving a tenth, you're not yet seeing mitzvah tzedakah. How can the Bach say that it's not a chiyuv? The Aruch HaShulchan says fakert. He thinks it's right the other way. Because there is no din be'etzim in hilchas tzedakah of meiser. That's not the din. The din is dei machseirei. Elamai, you're not giving dei machseirei because you can't afford dei machseirei. So Chazal told you guidelines on what to give. Mitzvah Namufka a fifth, Midabain is a tenth, Pachas Bikan Midara. It doesn't sound like there's a Chiv Meiser, Be'etzim, a Chiv Meiser. Zuchanam Mitzad Xer Sakasav Aser to Aser is called for Zarechad, you have a Chiv Meiser. We're dealing with Hilchot Staka. You're supposed to give Kavit Zarechanim. If you don't have enough money, give Zarechanim. So this is a Shia to give. It sounds like even you're giving less than Meiser, right? He gave Staka. It calls it a Midara. So it's really two shailas like we're going to discuss. The drash of the Sifri, in Mesechtes Pei, it's brought down in Perek Alf Mishnah Aleph, in the Mishnayis there, the Tais Kadashim then on the drash of the Sifri is the drash of Gemura Deiraisa. And the Kveg in the Mishnayis there says, no, it's the Rabbanan, the Sifri is the Smach de Baalma. Now, there is Grana Machlekes HaPaiskim, which is brought down in Simon Reshim Tess, Meister Aniyim, whatever it may be, does that have to be given to Meisik Safim? Does that have to be given to a Niyam Dafka? Or is it, you can do any Dvar Mitzvah with it? The Maril, which is brought down there in the Darkei Meisha, says that you have to give it specifically to aniyim. That's what the Dakamesha brings in the Ramah, and Simon Reshem Tess Paskins that way. But the Nisei Kalim there, the Jerisha, brings down the Ramami Panu, that says, no, it's for any Dvar Mitzvah. And the Shach and the Taz bring it, and that seems to be the minig, that we're not makpid to give Maisik Safim Dafka to Aniyim, we use it for any Dvar Mitzvah. Now, the Ksam Sefer seems to learn, he seems to be saying that the Machlokes is if Maisik Safim is the Reis of the Rabbanan. The Ksam Sefer is in Yeridei Sim Eishlam and Beis, he says the Meril holds it's a Drasha Gemura. So, Mela, since it's a Drasha Gemura, it's a Chiv the Reis to give Maisik, so that Chiv the Reis is Dafka to Aniyim. Masha'en Kein, the Ramami Panu, seems to be saying, yo, it's not necessarily a drasha deraisa. It's a din derabbanan, and mel derabbanan when masakim for any cause. The priyitzuk of bitzel patiburga chelik beis simach of zayin. He says he doesn't see why it should be totally by other abba. The merul is pretty much before it's not a din deraisa. It's just whatever meiser is in real health, it's a din stock. It's a din laniim. Masha'enkin, even if it was deraisa, lechari you could say it could be given for the right mitzvah. It doesn't say in the sifri there's no drasha klor that's to aniim. Very interesting. Mecha Tesa. It's later from this pasuk Aser to Aser. It doesn't say in the pasuk Klar Aniyim. The lashon in the Sifri is you give it to Omlei Teira. If it's for Achzakas Teira, maybe it means for any Dvar Mitzvah. But there are Klar Achreinim that hold. Rebbe Kvega sounds that way in the Mishnayis. The Chad the Zoyer Simonish Niftal brings from a big Gadol of David Oppenheim that says it's the Rabbanan the Neid Behuda and Yeridei Kama Simonayin Gimel. Also says it's derabbanan, but that mashmitz a chiyuv derabbanan. But reif paiskim, neman like the bach, there's bechal no chiyuv. So then, and the sefri is an asmachta. The chavis yar holds that way. Brought the rabbi David up, and I'm Mister Rabbanan. He holds it's not a chiyuv bechal. The shals chuvis pei Yeshua, the pei Yeshua, the shals his grandfather, the shals chuvis pei Yeshua, the Megine Shleimei, and Simon Beis. He names on it's not a chiyuv. The shalish yavitz brought a chuvah from his father, the Chacham Tzvi. And the Shvus Yankov, Chelik Beisim and Pehei. And the Biskut Shuv is a little bit about it. In Simon Shin Laman Aleph, by the Taz in the Bach, he says that the Shuv is Marim Rudenberg, a Rishon, one of the Yisraelis of Rishon, Marim Rudenberg, in his Shuv, at first prag, Simon Ayin Dalad, also says clearly that it's not a Chiv. And he brings that the Shuv Mehava, the Neid Behuda's Talmud, the Shuv Mehava, was Matmian Achreinim. The Shuv is Marim says clearly that it's not a Chiv. He brings other Achreinim that hold that way. And Alachal Lameis of the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Havas Chesed Chelik Beis Perik Yutes also passes as not a Chiyuv. Derech Hashulchan Simon Yerdei Simon Reishim Tesef Hey also, and Derech Hamuner of Chaim Knievsky Hilchas Matnas Niim Perik Zayin Alacha Hey, they passkin it's not a Chiyuv. But they say it's a very important thing. It's a very very big inyan. You should not be mevatel Meisik Sofim except if it's a big tzerich, and also people who give Meisik Sofim and not Masnitz Bli Neder. Cannot let it stop without a Torah. So that's a shmuz, like we said, in the Paiskim. Is it deraisa? Is it derabbanan? Or is it just a minig, a good thing to do? Either way, it's an important thing. But that's alts mitzad the din of the sifri. The sifri that says aser to aser. That means maisek safim. So the question is it a drasha gemura deraisa like sama mashma? Is it a din derabbanan, which is made in a snachta from the pasuk? Or is it sama inyan? Which you made asmachta, and like we're saying, l'chayra is not totally haba if it has to be given to aniyim dafka of the mitzvahs. That's a shayla and dina maisa ksafim, whichever it might be. But there's another shayla though, the Chafetz Chaim and the Agaz ma'ir the shayla. He says, what happened to the chiyuv tzedakah? You have the chiyuv tzedakah. Chiyuv tzedakah is deim achsere. So he brings as a Rambam in Birish Mishnayis, Mesechtes Pei, Perik Aleph, that says, if you have aniyim, you see aniyim, shvuyim ayre, evim ayarumim, Shalz, how bedafka does he mean? Does he mean that they're starving or completely undressed? Or does he mean that they don't have enough food or enough clothing? So there's a din of day machsere. Now, once he gave a fifth, because he might become an ani. But if you didn't give a fifth, what happened to the chiv deraisa of tzedakah? He brings the Geri Sagra, wrote to his wife the following words. It's in the famous Geri Sagra, Ol Matrufa. L'man Hashem, shetafris is a chaymish kameshi v'tzicha, v'loi tivcha is kasher is the ticha, ki b'pachas mizeh oivin kol rega al kamalavin v'asin. If you give less than a chaymish, every second you oivin kamalavin v'asin. Zog the Chavis Chaim, what does he mean? Very simple. V'lavan olis amitz is yadcha, olis amitz is levavcha, olis sikva is yadecha, b'sayach tiftach, lesson tisein. He also says that Yamam is considered a kaifer b'teira. So the Chavos Chaim says, it says, kol amalam ayin min ha'ani is ki lo'ivet avodah zarah, because it says b'liyal, and it says by avodah zarah b'liyal. But who says Yeshia is chaimish? Chaimish, it says mitzvah and a mufchus. So Vais is the Gain's learning, and that's the Makarlum from the Pirish Mishnayis, L'Rambam and Perik Aleph, that's when there's no aniyim. So you don't have a chi of tzedakah. The shayla is, you have a chi of meiser. So there, mitzvah and mufchus is chaimish, and you have amida beinus is meiser, and good. You'll find the cause to give it to. But if people are missing money, they're lacking, they need money, so then, what heter do you have not to give them money? You have the heter of Yisrael Mechaimish, but beyond that, you have no heter b'chol. So he's mafalpul about it, because the Rambam, and that's the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam in Yad is not mashma that way. The Rambam is talking about the chiyuv tzedakah, and he says, how much do you give? He says, a fifth, but he doesn't mention this chiddush, that's only when the niyam aren't here. It sounds like the niyam are here, and this is how much you have to give them. Shulchan Aruch also brings the Rambam the tur. Like we said over from the Aruch HaShulchan, I mean, it certainly doesn't sound like Chaimish is a Chiyiv. The Aruch HaShulchan says not even Mashma Meiser is a Chiyiv. And he says, the Birki Yosef, he says, discusses Mamashid, the Chavos Chaim says, Shuv, I saw in the Birki Yosef, I guess in Siman Reishim Tess, that's Mechavim to a lot of what he said, and he discusses it, and he himself discusses it a lot, and he's not sure, he finds the Tzarechin at the end of the Shtickle. The Shailas had to understand this, what happened to the Chiyiv Tzedakah. So the Aruch HaShulchan talks about it in Siman Reish Mem Tes. It's hard to understand exactly his full shita, but Be'erich, he says that the whole day of Machzor is a din in the Tzibur. It's not a din on every Yachid to take care of the day of Machzor of every Ani, Avada, that's not Chayach B'chwal. But the word is, the Tzedakah Fund should engineer itself to do it in a way that you could take care of the day of Machzor of every Ani. But how much does everybody have to contribute? There's no din. The Etzim, he says, not even a chiv to give meiser. That's not the din of the Chachamim, a recommended amount. But it's not 100% clear then what is taka the chiv on the achid. But he discusses it there. The Lachal meiser does sound from the steam of the Paiskim, in fact, like we said, that the very Paiskim they're naming on that meiser is not a chiv. You know, what does it mean that's kaim aniyim? I mean, there's always aniyim somewhere. You can always find the aniyim if you look for them even a little bit. But it sounds like the Etzim, that Vaisdeis, even though like he says, the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis, the Gayin was Chayshish for this thing, that if you don't give a Chaymish, you're even Mechol Rega, but the Steam Mishnayah Paiskim are not Mashman that way. Vadayin Sarachim Mechol Anel. Now about the other Nikud in the Gemara about testing Hashem, that the Gemara says, the Yenukah the Rish Lakish had asked him, how are you allowed to test Hashem? It says, Leisinasu is Hashem. What is the lav of Leisinasu as Hashem? The Gemara is Mashma. It's a lav of testing Hashem. Now the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos learns a little differently. Kobi learns the Gemara's lav dafka. We'll speak about it a little bit towards the end of the Shia. Now the Rambam says the lav of Leisinasu is testing a Navi. If a Navi comes and tells you things, B'Shem Hashem, so you're not allowed to be Mesupik about that, because he's a Navi. Now how do you know he's a Navi? There's Dinim, how to find out in a Navi. But once you went through those dinim, and he already became a mukzik navi, you're not allowed to test him any further. The Rambam is mairich about this, and Hilchos Yesedei Torah and Perek Yud, he discusses how you test the navi. He has to predict an accurate prediction a few times, and then we realize afterwards, since whatever he says come true to the letter, then we understand that he's a navi. And then he says, as an issa, once he's a Navi, you can't keep on testing him with all sorts of isis and maifsim, it's ready, misamis and nevuah, and he brings the pasuk, leisinasu as Hashem alakechem. That's a miskash in the sisa mimasa, that it was a yesh Hashem bekibenum ayin, they were mesupik benevuahs meisha. So they were testing the Navi, and the Torah is telling him, I mean, I'll test the Navi the way you tested that way. But the Rambam never brings what this Gemara implies, to test Hashem, to do a mitzvah and say, Hashem, here I'm testing you, I'm going to do this mitzvah, and I want to see if you're going to give me this particular schar. Other Rishonim do. Other Rishonim Fakir only bring that. The smag, lavin dalad, the smak, lavin yudches, the reim, simen, shin, samach aleph. They bring the lav is that when you do a mitzvah, test Hashem. Tell Hashem, listen, I'm doing the mitzvah, and I want to see, will you give me the schar for this mitzvah? They don't bring any issa to Menasseh the Navi. There's a third sheet in the Rishayim. A third thing, the Ramban al Atayra on that pasuk is Nasus Hashem, Parashas Chana, Perikvav, pasuk Tez Tezayim, and the Sefer Achinuch brings both. Brings that Bechlal Leisinasu is testing Hashem's Navi, putting a Navi to the test. Oh, if you're really a Navi, let's see if this and this can happen. Let's see if you could do this and this or whatever it is. And testing Hashem, Hashem, I'm going to do this and this mitzvah. Let's see if you're going to give me sky. Now, how do I understand this issue exactly like Sinasu? So you find really two hagdaris, two taimim, exactly what the issue is. The Urayim, Simon Shinsa Machalev says, like Sinasu as Hashem means, you shouldn't say, I'm going to do this and see if I'm going to be in Mizbarach. Aye, it says, Salazul Stakadei Shechu B'ni Harez Atzadikomer. So the Gemara says that you're going to give the Staka either way, whether he lives or not. You just want the skus to make it Shechu B'ni. So he says, from this pasuk, like Sinasu Hashem, the Mishnah in Avos taught you, Al Tiru Kavadim Amshamshim Esarav Amanas L'Kabal Pras. And he teaches like this, Avadim, they're only doing it to get the reward. If they're not going to get the reward, they're b'chlal not interested. Banim, I'm interested either way. Of course they're going to get a reward, but even if they don't get a reward, they're not upset that they did it. They're happy they did it anyway, because they want to do it. They want to get a reward, but they want to do it. That's banim. Avadim, if they're not mekabel pras, then they don't care about it, then they're forget, then they're upset. Why do they have to work for work for nothing? So what does it mean, like sinasu, lefi, the Urayim? It means, I'm going to do this mitzvah if you give me a reward. If you don't give me the reward, I'm not interested in the mitzvah. So that's an aveda, that's the shpitz shalai lishma, tayal rishaynis, and that is an issel lav to be avid al zeh derech, very interesting. But it's nothing to do with that you're testing Hashem, and Hashem doesn't want to be tested. That's not the point. The point is that I'm doing Aveda in order to get this particular sky, and without this sky, I'm not interested in Aveda altogether, and there's a lot of deraisa to do Aveda that way. The Chinuch says a different word. The Chinuch says, when he brings down the love of testing an Aveda, he brings down the love of testing Hashem, and he says the reason is because sky mitzvah sayin abayilam azeh. They say, he's putting Hashem to a test, and he's, kaviyachal, not necessarily wants to pass the test. He doesn't want to do it. So you tell Hashem, oh, if your mitzvahs are real here, you're telling me to give tzedakah, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give money to tzedakah, or I'm going to do a mitzvah, and I'm expecting you to give me this and this schar. Hashem doesn't necessarily want to give you that and that schar. So there's a lav deraisa to make that type of deal with Hashem. Why? Because Hashem's not interested in the deal. It's a whole thing different than the Urayim. The Urayim is saying, Kilo, I'm learning like this. The Urayim is saying, I know Hashem might not be interested in the deal, but that's fine. It's just that I'm not interested in the mitzvah. I'm doing this mitzvah only because I want Hashem to do that. I expect Hashem to do it. And if he doesn't, so then I'm not interested in the mitzvah. That's the issue. Maybe he won't. Okay. But then I did the mitzvah for nothing. That attitude is like sinasu. The chinuch says, no, that's not the point. Even if you do the mitzvah anyway. But you're saying, listen, Hashem, I want you to show me that you really care about my mitzvahs. This is what I want to do, we'll make a deal. I'm going to do this mitzvah, and then you're going to give me that sky. You shouldn't do that, because Hashem said, I don't necessarily want to give you that sky. I'll certainly give you a sky in the mitzvah, but not necessarily in Eilu Hazah. It's a different reason, and I think it's a little bit different what the Gemara is asking. The Rabban al Atayra wrote both of them. He put them both together. It's interesting. Here's the lashon. Ulekach aslu dayres lanasas atayra oy hanaviim. That's what I said. The Ramban says both things, the Torah and the Neviim, because he puts part of it like the Rambam's isra of the Manasseh and the Neviim. Ki ein roi le'evin Hashem al derech ha-mistapik, or shelus meifus in Nisayin. It's not roi to be evin Hashem al derech ha-mistapik, that you mesupik whether or she'elus ais meifus in Nisayin. He says two reasons why. Kein ratzin Hashem lasas nisim cha'odem v'chaleis. That's a chinuch stop. Hashem doesn't want to give you that scar all the time. And then the ain royal of them nasakal brasa ula yinsav adas look the tired side of us the reish kavakomish with tzaddik. You might not get it, and you should be makabel at all. So it's both that you shouldn't be working for the sky, and base Hashem doesn't necessarily want to give you the sky in Olam Hazeh. So do it without getting the sky. That's what the Ramban says. Now the Gemara makes a chilek legami meiser, right? Now there's a discussion. Stam the Gemara's chilek legami meiser. The tur in Simon Reish Mem Zayin says that all tzedakah you can be Manasseh. He's talking about how gevaldik tzedakah is and how important it is. And then he writes like this. In the beginning of Hilchos Taker, Reshim Zayin. V'oid, ki adav abadikum anusa, it's tested and tried and tested. Ki v'shvul atztaka shleishnul yechselot. You're not going to lose anything by giving a lot of tztaka. Adar abba, teisel v'eshev v'chavid, they'll get more rich. And he brings kama psukim, and one of them is v'chanuni nab v'zayis ha'gemari v'teref v'vesi. V'omr chachamim v'chol dav v'asel as Hashem chutz midav v'zeh. So tztaka is an exception. The Beis Yosef says, "Umi umash masna ma'isa dafku d'shayil nesuyei." Now, but b'shad tztaka loyd, specifically ma'isa, not old tztaka. There are months if daladin reish mem zayin brings both days. And Ben Yain is interesting. In Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel Islam, and he says, "Abay tztaka yinal be manasa by tztaka. You're only allowed to be manasa by ma'iser." In Pirish and Avis Paragimel Mishnah Yud Gimel, there is mashma old tztaka you could. The Mashaam Sachem Daf Ches on the Taisis, the Masl Sheyiska, he holds that old Staki can be Manasseh, but he can't be Manasseh Bishul Sheyichya B'ni. You only can be Manasseh Bishul that you'll get money. Emoi Evdochem Bracha Ad Bulidai. There's a Mashal in the Smagla Vandala that's only Meiser. It's a whole discussion. There's a Piskei Tshuva in Simon Reish Mazayin Sivkan Beis on their Amon, he brings Kama Achreinim that even Meiser Ksafim he can't do it. Even Meiser Ksafim not. Ishael, the ones that say dafka meiser, do they mean dafka meiser tfu, even meiser ksafim? The Piskei Tshuva brings down from the Shelas Yaivitz and from the Shlo and from the Mishnas Chachamim, they even meiser ksafim that, only meiser tfu. But the Meisa, the Havas Chesed from the Chavetz Chaim, he brings down even meiser ksafim, you could be meiser. But he says, that's when you give it to Eimlei Teir, like the Sefri says, you give it to Eimlei Teir, because that's the pasuk there. If he is called Ma'aseh Ve'aseh, it's V'Teref V'Beisi. What's V'Teref V'Beisi? So he says that Tumas and Ma'aseh is given L'man Yechzku B'Teres Hashem. Like the Gemara says in Chul, and Daf Kufam and Abayis, brings that pasuk, not to give Tumas and Ma'aseh to Ukaina Amaritz, because it's not L'man Yechzku B'Teres Hashem. So he's a shtickle mashma, that it's only, it's Ma'aseh Ksafim Taka, but only Ma'aseh Ksafim that you're giving to Talmidei Chacham L'im De'Teir. Al-Kabbalah, but what's the time for this exception? So the Chinuch says, because that will definitely happen. So the Chinuch is good l'shitasa, like we said. The Chinuch shita was that the reason for l'izanasu is because chametz by al-Maleka. So the Gemara is saying, whether it's tzaka, whether it's ma'isa ksafim, whether it's ma'isa tfua, either way, whatever the Gemara is discussing, the reason why it's mutter is because this will happen. So we're not discussing a person that's only doing it for the sky, and if a woman feeds the sky, he'll regret it. We're not discussing that. We're discussing that he wants to test Hashem. He wants to see, is it going to work, is it not going to work? So normally don't do that, because Hashem doesn't want necessarily to work. But this, you know for sure, Hashem wants it to work. But according to the Reim, that the reason is because he shouldn't do a mitzvah on Manas L'Kabal Pras, so what's the difference this mitzvah than any other mitzvah? Shtigl Shver. There's a Chumash Shadvas, Kehle Gimel Simon Taftar Fei Gimel, that says that the Pasuk wanted B'davka Chimi Mutter because L'Takanis Ha'aniyim. Other mitzvahs, if you're going to do Shaloy L'Shma, Hashem's not interested. This mitzvah, Hashem Kaviyachal is interested because L'Maisa Da'aniyim are going to get from it, so it's worth it. Al-Kabanim, Interessante Machlaikis, is it old stock, is it Maisa Ksafim, is it Dafka Maisa Tvua? There's a Rapsani Gain in Amunis Vedeus. It's also brought down in the Radak. Because Gidain wanted to know if Hashem's going to make an ace for him. So he put a wool on the ground and he said if there's going to be an ace, the wool should be full of water and the rest of the ground should be dry. And then the other way. So he wanted to know, why isn't that testing Hashem? So he says there's two types of testing. You want to test to see if Hashem could do it? That's Asa. It's at least an Asa with Hashem. You want to test to see if you're Roy Lekach, that test is mutter. And he says, and how do I know that? Because that's what the Pasuk means, B'chanuni na b'zayis, I loisanasu. Teretz is, B'chanuni na b'zayis means to see if you're Roy. Loisanasu means to see if Hashem is Yachal. That's Aser. B'chanuni na b'zayis is if you're Roy, that's mutter. As I state in Absandi Gayin. So Shverkan is, what's the pshat? Our sugya that the Inuka the Rish Lakish asked him from loisanasu, and he answered, Chutz Mizu, that by Meiser it's different. We're not talking about testing the chalos of Hashem. We're talking about testing to see if Hashem will give skyr in this mitzvah. So what's the pshat? And the Mishnah, the Gemara made a chilut between Ma'aseh and other mitzvahs, and then the Psa'di Gain is saying a different teretz in the Gemara. Psa'di Gain is saying the teretz that it's only when you're not testing the chalos of Hashem, just the schus of the person. So Ruch official Perlow, in his beer to save a mitzvah for Psaidigai in Lav and Kuf Chav Zayin, he says that Psaidigai learned that in the Gemara. When it said Chutz Mizu, he meant to say not the difference between two types of mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Meister is different than other mitzvahs, and the mitzvah of Stark is different than other mitzvahs. Chutz Mizu means it's Isser to test the Echolos of Hashem, but to test whether you're Roy for Sky of the Mitzvah, that's okay. That's goof what the Gemara means, Chutz Mizu. And he says, Avad, that's how the Rambam learned, because the Rambam doesn't bring this whole thing. If there's an Isser to test Hashem with Sky of Mitzvahs, and there's an exception, particularly there's an exception of Tzedakah or Meiser, so the Rambam would have to bring it. How come the Rambam only brings Leisanas, the guy be testing and other? What happened to this Gemara here? Elamai, the Rambam learned like the Psaid Yigayin. That this Gemara is saying, Stam, a whole different thing. It's not even a test of Chlal. It's just testing if a person is Roy for the Schar. So there, and that's Mutter by all mitzvahs. So then the Rambam didn't have to bring it Bechlal. The Rambam held like a Psaid Yigayin, that Bechanunah Bezais is not a test of Hashem, it's a test that the person is Roy Lekach, and that's why it's not Bechlal, the Bechlal didn't have Leisanas. Oh, yeah.